And hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Marie Claire reminds us that before he got engaged to Princess Diana, Prince Charles proposed to another woman, Amanda Knatchbull. In Battle of Brothers, William and Harry, the inside story of a family in tumult, royal historian and biographer Robert Lacey explains that Amanda rejected Charles' proposal because she didn't want to live with the public scrutiny of a royal. The rejection stuck with Charles and reinforced his belief that no one should have to deal with the pressure of marrying into the Windsor family. When Prince Charles and Princess Diana got engaged, it wasn't totally a gesture of love. Charles was under pressure from the royal family to settle down, and Diana seemed like a perfect match. But before Diana was the perfect match that Charles was pressured to propose to, there was another perfect match Charles was pressured to propose to Amanda Knatchbull. In the book, Robert Lacey also explains that Charles' great-uncle, Lord Mountbatten, also known as Uncle Dickie, had pushed for him to marry Amanda, who was his cousin and Lord Mountbatten's granddaughter. According to Lacey, Charles admitted to being very fond of her, and a relationship did eventually blossom. Lacey writes, "Over the years, the two cousins did grow close, developing a mutual respect and friendship that has lasted to the present day. But when the prince finally made his proposal in the summer of 1979, shortly before Lord Mountbatten's assassination by the IRA, the independent-minded Amanda politely turned him down." Well, I'm about to tell you more spoilers for season 4 of The Crown. Vanity Fair writes, "Each season, The Crown digs into a chapter of British royal history that the monarchy would presumably prefer be forgotten. See the Queen's rumoured marital rift, a betrayal inside Buckingham Palace, and a Nazi-sympathising royal relative for starters." In season 4, series creator Peter Morgan excavates an especially ugly scandal in the hereditary principle when Princess Margaret discovers that 5 of her and her Queen Elizabeth's cousins were secretly placed in a mental hospital in 1941 and publicly declared dead. In 1987, The Sun broke the news that 2 of Queen Elizabeth's first cousins, Catherine and Nerissa Bowes Lyon, were secretly placed in the Royal Earlswood Mental Hospital in 1941, when Catherine was 15 and Nerissa was 22. The Queen Mother, who was the patron for the Royal Society for Mentally Handicapped Children and Adults, had reportedly known of Catherine and Nerissa's admittance to the hospital since 1982. After discovering that her nieces were alive, the Queen Mother sent them a check, which was used to buy candy and toys. She did not, however, visit her relatives or correct the public record. In 1987, a hospital administrator told Maclean's that Catherine was living in a 7-bed ward and had no knowledge of her royal connections. In an interview with reporters after the story broke, another hospital administrator called Catherine an elderly, frail old lady, one who finds it very difficult perhaps to understand this sort of thing and what's going on in the world around her, which is really little more than a child. The administrator confirmed that Catherine hadn't been visited by direct relatives since the 1960s, adding, "She's received visits from members of the League of Friends and other volunteers, and of course has also had holidays at the hospital's holiday home and other places." After the story broke, Buckingham Palace declined to comment. Catherine Bowes Lyon died in 2014 without the royal family ever publicly acknowledging her existence. Peter Morgan, creator of The Crown, hypothesizes the hereditary principle already hangs by such a precarious thread. The Queen Mother explains in the season 4 episode, "Throw in mental illness and it's over. The idea that one family alone has the automatic birthright to the crown is already so hard to justify. The gene pool of that family better have 100% purity. There have been enough examples of the Windsor side alone to worry people. King George III, Prince John, your uncle, if you add the Bowes Lyon illnesses to that, the danger is it becomes untenable." Well, we here at Palace Intrigue will not be seeing our cousins for American Thanksgiving, but we will be taking the long weekend. We'll be back Monday with the latest on Harry and Meghan's plots to take over the world and all the wonderful things Kate does to make the world a brighter place. Until then, my thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.